Many, many mu'mineen, many, many believers around the globe, we pin our hopes that this night is the night of Laylatul Qadr. So we know that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave us some clue as to when Laylatul Qadr is. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned different riwayat, different ahadith. But if we have to sum all the ahadith up, then the message that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave to us is that this night of Laylatul Qadr, it appears on one of the odd nights from the last 10 nights of Ramadan Sharif. If you have to look at all the ahadith, this is what we come to. Now the reason or the question arises that how come we put our hopes on the 27th night? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't say 27th night. So how come we pin our hopes around the globe? So many people pin our hopes on the 27th night. Even on Ramadan timetables also, the 27th will be highlighted. The dua of Laylatul Qadr will be written there, 27th night. People take it for granted, 27th night is Laylatul Qadr. So the reason for this is that many Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they had experienced Laylatul Qadr on the 27th night. So it is no guarantee, but it is a very, very high possibility that Laylatul Qadr is on the 27th night. There are different explanations given. Some muhaddiseen, they say, no, it moves around. Some years it will come on the 21st, sometime it will come 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th, can move around. Other muhaddiseen say, no, it is on one specific night of those five nights. But insan has to search for it, he has to look for it. And then there are those Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala whom who have given their personal experiences that they have experienced Laylatul Qadr on the 27th night of Ramadan Sharif. So our condition should be this, that every odd night we make ibadat and hope for the best. And the 27th night come, we make even more ibadat. Because there seems to be more Sahaba who experience Laylatul Qadr on the 27th night. So 27th night we make even more ibadat. Hazrat Zir Rahmatullah Ali, I was mentioning this before Maghrib for the benefit of those who may not have heard. So he was a Tabi'i and he went to his Ustad, the Sahabi, Hazrat Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala. Ubay ibn Ka'ab. Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'ab. Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala, ghaliban, most probably. So he went to him and he told him that your brother, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, he is saying that if we want to find Laylatul Qadr, we must make ibadat every night of the year. Then only we will find Laylatul Qadr, because Laylatul Qadr can come any time in the year. So Hazrat Zir Rahmatullah Ali, he was worried now, how are we going to make ibadat now every night of the year? So he asked Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala. So Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala, he told him, he said, may Allah Ta'ala have mercy on Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala. He knows very well that Laylatul Qadr is in the last 10 nights of Ramadan Sharif. That Laylatul Qadr is in Ramadan Sharif in the last 10 nights. He knows that very well. However, he wants you to make more and more ibadat. He doesn't want you to confine your ibadat only to Ramadan. He wants you to make more and more ibadat. This is why he's telling you, make ibadat every night of the year, you'll find Laylatul Qadr. And then he takes a qasam. He takes a qasam very, very confidently. And he says that Laylatul Qadr is on the 27th night. He doesn't just say it, he takes a qasam and he says it. That Laylatul Qadr is on the 27th night. So it is riwayat of this nature that then, give the ummah the hope that no, 27th night is Laylatul Qadr. And you find many people around the globe when it comes to the 27th night of Ramadan Sharif, and people exert themselves, my Shaykh Hazrat Mohammad Fateh Sahib Daud Barakatum, he mentioned that there are many, many wisdoms, many, many hikmats behind why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't tell us exactly which night is Laylatul Qadr. Because in the ummah, you will get those whom, if they know exactly which date it is, then they will exert themselves on that date. But if they don't know exactly which date it is, then they will exert themselves on more nights to try and find. And then in the ummah also, you will get those people whom, Allahumma ahfazna min, Allah Pak save us, but it is a reality that you get certain people in the ummah that even if they know that this night is a big night, they will still not show any respect towards the night. They will still not honor that night. So imagine if people knew. Now this Laylatul Qadr is such a great night, such a great night. And imagine if people knew exactly it is on this night. And then the person is still committing guna on that night. Now what a terrible thing that would have been. So now if the person is committing guna on that night, then he too got an excuse to say, I didn't know it was Laylatul Qadr. I didn't know it was Laylatul Qadr. And then Hazrat mentions very, very beautifully that if the ummah or if any ummati, he chooses one of those nights and he exerts himself on that night in the hope that that night is Laylatul Qadr, what is stopping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from giving him the reward of Laylatul Qadr on that night? So when so many people around the globe are making ibadat on the 27th night and they are pinning their hopes on the 27th night, what is stopping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from blessing us with the reward of Laylatul Qadr on the 27th night? And those people who are exerting themselves on more nights, then what is stopping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from blessing them with the sawab of Laylatul Qadr on more nights? One is that khubi of Laylatul Qadr will be different, but sawab, who is there to question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if Allah Pak gives a person certain amount of sawab? There is no one, no authority above Allah. Allah can reward anybody how much he wants to reward that person. So this night, it is called the night of power, Laylatul Qadr. Why the night of power? What is different from this night and other nights? One example that came to my mind just after the namaz is that those of us who are not engineers and we don't know much about bridges, you know, you get these bridges over the highways, sometimes you get the bridges they can carry trains, sometimes the bridges can only take vehicles, they can only take up to a certain tonnage. So those of us that don't understand this thing, we just see a bridge, all of them are the same to us. Which one is more solid and how much more steel went into which one and how much more concrete went into one and how much more that bridge can carry, we don't know. Now the Quran Sharif needed a bridge. The Quran Sharif needed a bridge to come from Lohe Mahfuz to come down to this dunya. And this Quran Sharif is such a powerful thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if the Quran Sharif was revealed on the mountains, these huge, huge, strong, strong mountains that we see, Allah Pak says those mountains would have crushed and crumbled. So this Laylatul Qadr was the night that was powerful enough. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put enough power in this night to be able to contain the Quran Sharif, that the whole Quran Sharif could come down on this night, the night of Laylatul Qadr. Like how those bridges, some can carry certain tonnage, some can carry certain tonnage. They have a breaking point where they can't carry more than that, more weight than that. This night of Qadr was strong enough. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the capacity in this night that it could contain the entire Quran Sharif coming down from Lohe Mahfuz to the skies of this dunya. The speech of Allah, the kalam of Allah could come down on this night. Then the blessings are many. where a person, if he makes ibadat on this night, he gets the sawab of 1,000 months. Now you have heard these ahadith many, many times, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to think that my ummah, they're only going to live 60 years, 70 years, 80 years. People in the past, they lived for so many years, hundreds of years. How is my ummah going to match up with them? Because they had so much of time to make so much of ibadat. Then once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mentioning with regards to four people from the Bani Israel. One was Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam, one was Hazrat Yusha alayhi salam. The other two names don't come to my mind now. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned how they made ibadat for 80 years. One way they made ibadat. For 80 months they made ibadat like that, one way. 80 years, maaf. 80 years they made ibadat, one way. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they too became despondent. How are we ever going to be able to do these things? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Suratul Qadr. That the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so privileged. Because our Nabi is Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are so privileged that if this ummah makes ibadat on this one night, the night of Laylatul Qadr, they will get the sawab of 1,000 months of ibadat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the Hadith Sharif that that person who stays awake in some form of ibadat during the night of Qadr with iman, and he's also hopeful of sawab, then all his previous gunas are maaf. One sahabi mentioned, I forget the name now, I was just reading it this afternoon, but he mentioned a person who reads the kalima thrice on this night. He said a person reads the kalima one time on this night, all his gunas will be forgiven. He reads the kalima again, sincerely, with proper conviction, for a second time on this night, he is saved from the fires of Jahannam. And he reads the kalima for the third time, he will get entry into the gardens of Jannat. That is the greatness that Allah Rabbul Izzat has put in this night. Now if we have to look at Suratul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحِ, that the malaika and ruh, they come down on this night. So with regards to ruh, there are many, many explanations what it is. Some muhaddithin, they say it is Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. Some muhaddithin, they say it is Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is allowed to witness the ibadat of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some muhaddithin, they say no, this ruh, it refers to a special group of malaika that are allowed to come down to earth on this night of Laylatul Qadr. Now what is the reason for this? What is the reason for these malaika coming down? Jibreel alayhi salam coming down. You see, insan, before we come into existence, what are we? We are a clot of filthy blood. That clot of semen, that drop of semen, that is what we are. That drop of semen, if it had to come onto our own parents' clothing, they would find it filthy, it is najis, it is napak. That is the beginning of man. Najasat, filth, napaki. Person was to get rid of it, he wants to wash it. But now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that same drop of semen develop into a little baby, and that baby is born, now that same baby,